There's one you won't hear on the radio.
The investigation committee was slowed to a walk. The clothes had the dirt, but they wouldn't talk. And then Procter and Gamble came on the scene. They used some Tide, and the clothes came clean.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the wash day miracle that gives you the cleanest clothes in town, proudly presents The Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, Lorene Petal, Pat McGeehan, and Dick Ryan will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton scrapbook of satire, a story entitled McPug's Magic Gloves. And it stars as Cauliflower McPug, MGM's clown, the mayor of Culver City, Red Skelton. Hey, Skelton.
Yeah?
Get a load of our star witness, Cauliflower McPug, over there in the phone booth.
Yeah, let's go get a load of that. Yeah.
You know me, huh? Hello, this is McPug speaking. Yeah, Cauliflower McPug speaking. Hello, are you there? You there? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? This is Cauliflower. Oh, well, I'll tell you anyhow. You know, I'm the fighter that has his initials on the bottom of his shoes so the people will recognize me. You know? Stop it, will you? Stop it. What's going on here? I looked for my straight man, but he's never there. You know, I fought from golden gloves to brass knuckles, you know, all the time, all the time. I've never entered the ring or exited the ring under my own power. And either shove me in or carry me out. I had special handle grips built onto my ears. That's what a boy going at the bottom with stretchers, you see. I fight a new way now. I dress in a full dress suit, you see. And I fight with my arms crossed. That in case anything happens, I'm ready, you know. My biggest ambition is to win the championship belt. Oh, I'd love to win that belt. You see, my pants keep falling down all the time. You know, there's a nasty rumor going around about me that I've been in the ring too long and I've taken too many punches. I hear bells and birds, but don't you believe it. Hello? 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 That's funny. I got the receiver up and it's still ringing. How about that? Well, don't you... Oh, boy, a flock of them flew over that time. I'm glad you called. I'll tell you why. You hear what happened to me last week? I got the whole town in an uproar. I won 3 fights in a row, all by knockout, and so now they're holding a boxing investigation. At the courthouse, and I've been to Beanie. They've asked me to come over and testify. You see, Willie Lump-Lump gave me the glove that I've been winning with. He gave him to Clem Cadiddlehopper. Now, pay attention, because this is the plot. If you got any friends you want to call up, tell them to tune in now to get it. I hope you do it, because this is it. Anyhow, Willie's going to testify where he got the gloves. He goes on to... Hello? Hello? Ain't that the way it is? That phone rings. I answer it, but you're never near.
Well, Skelton, today should wind up the boxing investigation with Willie's testimony.
Yeah, but I think this whole thing's silly. Just because McPug won 3 fights, everybody says the gamblers have taken over the city, and I don't believe it. I don't even believe there's any gamblers in town.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get inside the courthouse.
Wait a second. I want to comb my hair.
Say, carrot head.
Is this some kind of a secret code?
Yeah. Before you comb your hair... I lay you 6-4, you got dandruff.
I'll lay you 2-5. If the next joke don't get a laugh, you're gone. How do you like that? A gambler. Yeah. I'm going to call the police. A happy gambler, though. Look at him.
He's the one the line's busy.
Yeah. Well, that'd take good night.
Wash up and get your check. You're done.
Come on, Rod, let's go.
Gee, it's a nice crowd. Everybody who is anybody's here.
Yeah, there's Gene Fowler.
Yeah, and Ann Miller.
Gene Fowler.
Peggy Ryan.
There's Gene Fowler.
Clark Gable.
Oh, look. Look at that.
Yeah. Oh, Esther Williams.
She always makes a big splash when she goes.
Uh-oh. Here comes His Honor, San Fernando Red. I thought he was in Washington. Howdy, Your Honor.
My friend, I got no time to talk to you. I got to get back to Washington. Boy, I'll tell you, what a reception they gave MacArthur back there. Mm-hmm. General Vaughn was on hand.
Yeah.
He wanted 5% of the glory. Yes, everything's changed, boy. I got to get back there before they change some more. The Pentagon has been changed to the Plentagon. As I said, I'm kind of busy today. I had to recall my police chief.
Mm-hmm.
I threw him out of office. Threw him right out. Yesterday, I threw out the first baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, I'm like a lot of politicians. I can throw out everything but my chest. One thing nice about me, though, I put all my writings, mistakes in writing. I wish I could read them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm down here early today. You know?
Yes, you are down here early.
Yeah. Oh, do you have a line? Pick
yes,
it up
I
anywhere.
Did.
Pick out anything. Anything you like, boy.
Yes.
I'm not greedy.
Yes. Well, aren't you down at the office a little early today?
Yeah, you see, us politicians never go to work before midnight.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's when the spirits move us. Of course, you see, us politicians working at midnight all started with Paul Revere. Of course, he warned us that the British were coming. Well, I'll be seeing you. I'll see you at the Happy Investigation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably see you there.
Yes.
We all have to go sooner or later.
Well, come on, Skelton. We'll be late.
Well, what's your hurry? Gee, Dave Rose and his orchestra have and even played I Love You.
Wash clean as Tide?
A thousand times, no, never.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-D-E, Tide.
Yes, it's really worth singing about. Tide gives you the cleanest wash in town. And the reason why is this. Tide is the amazing miracle product that gets the ordinary dirt out of clothes and removes dingy soap film as well. Why, we've tested Tide in the laboratory against all kinds of soap. And time after time, the result's the same. Tide literally gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. Now, millions of you women get proof of that every wash day, washing and rinsing your own clothes. You see Tide's miracle in the cleaner clothes your family wears, the cleaner linens in your home. You know how easy Tide is on your hands, too. So always get Tide, and you'll always get the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E,
Tide.
All right, come on, get on with it, boy, get on with it. I am a very busy man, a very busy man.
Hear ye, hear ye. The hearing is now in session.
Yep.
The appointed investigator, Rod O'Connor, will now preside.
Now, Willie, you're going on the stand next.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
My stomach just feels like it's full of butterflies. And one of them's father must have been a wasp. Feels like a seagull with a broken wing in there.
Our next witness, Willie Lumpnump. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, all truth, nothing but yourself, babe?
Is there a diner on that train?
Your name, please.
Well, he just said Willie Lumpnump. Now you say, what kind of a setup is this? You call me by my name, Willie Lumpnump. That's my name, Willie Lumpnump. I spell with two lumps.
Now, Willie, if you don't behave yourself, I'm going to hold you in contempt.
Huh?
I say, if you don't behave yourself, I'm going to hold you in contempt.
Oh, sweetheart, you can hold me any way you want to. You know, my wife has held me in contempt for years, you know. You shouldn't be investigating me. I'm a very sick man. I shouldn't even be here, you know. I've got some hot rackets on my hands, you know.
What did you say?
Oh, there's the warning signal. My stomach has hit the empty spot again.
Have you been drinking?
I told you I'm a very sick man. I'm a sick man. I said,
have you been drinking?
No, I got this way from knitting afghans.
All right now, Willie, calm down.
All right.
I want you to answer a few questions.
Well, I'm a very sick man, as I said before. Keep those television cameras off of me, will you? I look like a bad kinescope of beanie. I didn't get it myself. I don't care to answer anything until I see my mouthpiece. I'll take it out and look at it now. I don't care to answer you at all because you just don't look right to me. You just don't look right. I have seen a lot of investigators in my day, but you just don't look right to me. That's the truth, the whole truth. So help me, Susan Robot.
Willie?
Yeah?
Are you connected with a gambling syndicate?
Well, my lawyer just winked at me. I'm a sick man. I shouldn't be here. I don't believe in gambling.
Remember, you're under oath.
Oh, I get around, don't I, huh? Last night I was under a bridge. I had a pretty rough night, a pretty rough night. I couldn't have enjoyed it more if I'd been conscious.
All right, now. Have you ever gambled?
No, I don't believe in gambling.
Well, this is hard to believe. You must have.
You want to bet? You know, my wife and her mother's a gambler. One day I walked in and I said to my wife, "Mother, pack your racing form and get out." I said, "This house ain't big enough for two of us. Don't look for it, it ain't there." I said, "This house ain't big enough for two of us." That's mm-hmm. when I put my foot down. I says, "Out." Mm-hmm. You don't know where I could get a room, do you?
Willie, tell us about those boxing gloves you had delivered to Cauliflower McPug. The gloves that made it impossible for Cauliflower McPug to lose. The community wants to know how you got hold of them.
Well, you see, I'm a sick man, but I'll tell you the whole trouble, the whole story. 3 weeks ago, I had just left Joe's Bar and Grill.
And stay out, you drunken bum!
Joe always saw me to the door. Well, anyway, I started crawling home, and it was pretty late. In fact, it was early in the morning. The sun was just coming up over the slaughterhouse. A breathtaking sight. And presently, I came to what looked like an open manhole, but it was just a mirage. So after I crawled out of the manhole, I start strolling along on my hands and knees for about a block when somebody tripped over me.
Shades of Dennis Day. No, why don't you watch where you're going?
It was Max Korn of the police force.
Oh! So it's you, Willie Lumplump. Well, tell me, what are you doing out at this time of night?
Well, I'm taking my nightly constitutional. I got to get home now, officer. Well,
good night, Willie.
Good night.
I sleep tight.
How else? Well, honored. And as I got about a block from the house, I passed an alley, and a little boy shoved a package in my hand. He told me to give it to Clem Cadiddlehopper to deliver to Cauliflower McPark.
You know who the little boy was?
Yeah, that little redhead brat lives down the street there.
Junior.
Well, I guess so.
I asked for a recess of 24 hours so I can get further evidence.
Ragged?
Marble.
You want to get a cup of coffee, Skelton?
Yeah.
Then I'll go over and question Junior about those boxing gloves.
Come on, let's go over to Joe's place, huh?
Oh, look, there's a magazine stand.
Oh, yeah.
See that copy of Radio Television Mirror?
Yeah.
Well, that's the magazine whose readers selected your show as the outstanding comedy show on the air.
Isn't that nice? And I'd like to thank everyone who voted for our show. And I will always respect the dignity of your home and keep it as clean as I possibly can. Say, oh, it's got my picture there, too. Let's go get that coffee. We're going to both break down and cry here. Hey, waitress.
Say, she's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Where'd you get those rosy cheeks?
My father was a glass blower.
Miss, could you wait on us?
Not long for either of you.
Oh.
You want the television?
The television?
Yeah. You know that king-size keyhole over here?
Oh, huh? That's cute. Television, huh? I bet you serve vegetable soup here, too. You know what vegetable soup is?
Nah.
You ever eat hash?
Uh-uh.
Same thing, only it's looser. Now, turn up the television. Let's see who's on. Oh, look, Dave Rose.
And now we bring you the Dave Rose Hour, the sweetest music this side of the La Brea Tar Pit. And now Dave and his orchestra play The Flying Horse.
Thank you.
Tide really works some amazing miracles on wash day. Why, Tide not only gets the ordinary dirt out of your clothes, it removes dingy soap film, too. And that one fact is what made no rinsing practical. Yes, Tide saves all the time and work of rinsing and gives you the cleanest no-rinse wash possible. Now, if you prefer to rinse, Tide promises you this. Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. We've proved that in the laboratory. That's something you women see proof of in the cleaner clothes your children wear to school, the cleaner cloths on your dining room table. Yes, when you hang up a Tide wash, you hang up the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E Tide.
T-I-D-E Tide.
Oh, hello, Rod. I was looking for Junior. Have you seen him?
Well, is Junior here?
No, I'm having the worst time keeping track of that boy. I'll be glad when his straitjacket gets back from the laundry. You know, I wish I had one made of nylon. He would save so much ironing.
Where'd he say that? Where'd he say that?
I'm not going to
tell you now. She's penciling in. And he's like, hey, hide me, hide me. There's a great big kid after me. Wait a minute.
Oh, Junior, why?
Well, I was up at bat, seeing the ball was thrown, and I swung at the ball, and he caught it, but I was determined to hit it.
Junior, you didn't hit the boy with the bat.
Well, I can't help it if he was stubborn and wouldn't let go. Well, look who's here, Fatso O'Connor. How is the poor man's Mount Whitney today?
Junior, why do you call me the poor man's Mount Whitney?
I called him the way I see him. Why don't you put an antenna on and start a little television station?
Do you want a spanking?
Spanking? Well, if you don't mind, I'd rather have a hole in the head.
Well, I wonder what's keeping that madman that's looking for you.
Shall I go try and find him?
You'd like to see me get punished, wouldn't you?
I'd even pay admission.
I'll be glad when I'm big as you is, I can punch you in your big fat nose. Where I stand now, all I can see is stomach.
That's enough, Junior.
Enough stomach, yes.
I've been looking all over for you. Where have you been?
I was detained by that widow kid. You know that Jim Hawkins? He's the vice stinker of the skunk patrol, you see.
Oh. You mean the nice little boy with blonde hair and blue eyes?
No, he got black eyes.
Junior, I happen to know Jimmy Hawkins has blue eyes.
I happen to know that he's black. I just get him to him.
Were you fighting again?
He started it, though. For no reason at all, he hit me in the fist with his nose.
How many times did he hit you?
Oh, a couple of times.
Did he do any damage?
You can throw away my toothbrush because my baby teeth are just a memory now.
Junior, when are you ever going to learn not to fight?
I know how not to fight. I got to learn how to get it. That's why I get beat up on all the time.
Well, I'm going to get back to the investigation. I hope we can find the guilty party.
What guilty party are you talking about?
Oh, you wouldn't understand, Junior. Some mysterious person sent Cauliflower McPug some magic boxing gloves, and when he wears them, he can't lose a fight.
Do tell. Guess what happened to this mysterious person when they nab him?
Well, the townspeople will probably tar and feather him and drive him out of town.
How?
On a rail.
Oh, I love trains. Does he make tar and feathers in child size?
Junior, what are you getting at?
Well, I realize I shouldn't be talking before I see my mouthpiece, so I'll take it out now. Oh. No. But you was looking... I'm the one you was looking for.
You?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Well, I didn't know I was doing anything wrong. You see, Califrami published me idol. And I felt sorry for him because he never won a fight. So I took some solution with me atomic chemistry set and I rubbed it on some boxing gloves and I sent them to him.
Junior, what was in that solution you rubbed on the gloves?
Oh, just a little uranium, a dash of petroleum, and there's a new mineral we just found. And a pinch or two of dynamite, and I tested it on the canary. I put some on his beak, and he nearly beat that cat's brains out.
Junior! I'm ashamed of you.
You'd been more ashamed if I'd read it the way I did it when you heard the light.
Do you realize what you've done?
What?
By giving Cauliflower those loaded boxing gloves, you've made it easy for every gambler in town to get rich on his fights.
Yes, somehow or other the racketeers knew that McPug would win. I'm going to burn those gloves right now, and Cauliflower's fight tonight will be a lot different.
Now, come on, Junior. I'm going to give you the spanking of your life.
Oh, no. No, no. I just remembered. I rubbed some of that atomic solution on your hairbrush, too. You had better take me to Nevada to spank me, believe me.
Ten, top one, 100-1, Cauliflower doesn't win.
This is going to be murder tonight. Hey, these are nice seats, Rod.
Yeah. Hey, Red, who are you waving at?
That cute redhead across the ring there. Boy, she's been giving me the eye. Real nice dish, huh?
You better have your eyes examined.
Why?
That cute redhead you're waving at happens to be your wife, Georgia.
No.
Yeah.
Well, how dare her smile at strange men? Hey, there you is, Mummy. I've been looking for you.
Well, Junior, you took a long enough time getting that drink of water.
I couldn't help it. There was a big line of people in front of the drinking fountain.
Well, I hope you waited your turn.
I did, but my turn came along so fast, you know, for no reason at all, suddenly all the people start screaming and running for the exit.
Well, that's strange. Did you run, too?
No, I just stood there poking with a pin. Oh, what a stampede, boy. Every time somebody stoop over to take a drink, I jab away.
You're kidding me.
Yes, keep laughing, kiddo, that's all. If you get near that fountain and want a drink, don't stoop over, I tell you.
Junior, didn't I see you talking to Death Ray Irving in his corner just now?
Yes, I give him me evil eye, and if it works, he won't have a chance against me, boy, Cauliflower.
Oh, Junior, you don't have an evil eye.
Oh, no. All I have to do is turn it on you, and that henna rinse of yours will disappear, and you'll go back to your natural gray again.
Oh, Junior! Junior! Stop looking at me like that.
Oh, you can't stand an evil eye, huh?
Junior! I said stop looking at me like that. Your eyeball's going to pop out.
I have you under me spell. I have you under me spell.
Oh.
I'm going to take you where it's dark and dreary. You ever been to Washington? You was under me spell. How about an ice cream cone?
Absolutely not. I said stop that.
No, you was under me spell. You was under me spell.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, you broke the spell! You almost broke me with a jaw, too.
Now behave yourself. Oh, look, the fight's about ready to start. Hmm? The referee's giving the fighters their instructions in the center of the ring. Oh, watch.
All right, now you gents know the rules. No hitting below the belt. You got that, Mr. Cauliflower?
I know no hitting below the belt, which reminds me, I got a loot in my belt. My Adam's apple feels a little choked here.
And you know what to do in case of a knockdown?
Sure, I get laid there until they carry me out of the ring. Oh, what's all them gooses doing in here?
Now, when the bell rings, I want you to come out fighting.
Oh, I'll come out fighting the guys that are trying to throw me in the ring. Start swinging at the bell. Come on.
Oh, no, the bell hasn't sounded yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was the phone. I better go answer it.
Now, go back to your corners and wait for the bell.
Oh, well, I hope that ambulance gets here on time. I hate to be kept waiting, you know. Oh, isn't that sweet? There's a little canary sitting on the rope cheering me along.
And here we are at ringside. The big fight's about to start. Both fighters are standing in their corners. There's the bell. Death Ray Irving comes out of his corner with blood in his eyes. Cauliflower comes out carrying a pillow. He likes a soft place to rest his head. Something's happened to Irving. He can't throw a punch. McPunk throws a punch and misses. But Irving goes down. Death Ray Irving is out. The referee is counting over Irving. McPunk is stunned. He's sore because Irving is using his pillow. The fight's over. Cauliflower McPug wins by a knockout.
Red, did you see that?
Yeah, I don't believe it. McPug didn't even touch that guy and he went down.
Yeah, boy, the gamblers lost their shirts on this fight.
Yeah, I can imagine what would happen if they'd used money.
Junior, your evil eye worked. Junior, you come here to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have anything to do with Death Ray Irving's collapse? Anything underhanded, that is?
No, Mummy. I just ate 4 green apples, a dill pickle, and a chocolate milkshake, and I just sat there where he could see me face.
Oh, good heavens. Oh, I hope you're not as sick as I feel looking at you.
No, I'm not sick. I'm kind of hungry.
Oh.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday.
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening, and thanks to our spiritual guidance that there is no ceiling on patriotism. Thanks for buying more and more of that Wash Day Miracle Tide.
And this is Rod O'Connor reminding you that Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap on earth, cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That's why...
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E Tide.
T-I-D-E Tide.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.